Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, Saint Main here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Ed, and here's what he very briefly has to say. Hi Sandman, 10 years ago I read a book that I think was almost perfect. It's titled Men on Strike by Helen Smith, PhD. If you haven't already, please give it a read and review when you can. I'm really impressed if you find it as interesting as I did. Thanks. Well Ed, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I actually saw Dr. Helen Smith at the first Men's Rights Conference in Detroit back in 2014. I read that book a long time ago and never really gave anyone my opinion about it. I'll do this review from memory as I'm about to go into surgery and don't have a day to devote to rereading the book. Let me first read the message in the book that Helen Smith wrote to men that sums it all up, and I quote, "My audience is the man who knows that something in today's 21st century is amiss. He can't put his finger on it exactly, but feels deeply then modern society has turned its back on the average male. All around you, you hear questions, where have all the good men gone? But you know instinctively that that's the wrong question. The right one is, why have all the good men gone on strike? Our sons, brothers, fathers, uncles, and husbands will live in a world where they will not know due process, where a man can be jailed for no other reason than that a woman pointed a finger at him, or because he raised voice at her, or where he actually can be placed into involuntary servitude to pay for 18 years for a child that is not his. This book will tell you why and tell you and society how to fix it. Because if we don't, our society will never be the same. Oops, too late. Men are sensing the backlash against them and are consciously and unconsciously going on strike. They're dropping out of college, out of the workforce, and out of marriage and fatherhood at alarming rates. So much so that a number of books have been written about this phenomenon in recent years that look at the man-child of today and summarize that he and his arrested development have taken a vacation from responsibility, because he can or because he can now get sex on demand. Or worse, these books discuss how his irresponsible behavior has harmed females, since his only purpose on earth is to serve women. Nothing could be further from the truth. They still seem to think that marriage and the concept of being grown up is something to offer men. But when you look at the behavior and misrepresent the reasons behind it, the truth still remains elusive. They treat men more like resources that haven't been extracted yet, rather than human beings who made rational decisions. Does she love him, his money, or his sperm? Men aren't so sure, and the courts and legal system make it even more difficult. Why invest so heavily in family life after all, if your children can be taken away from you, or even turned against you so easily?" Unquote. Dr. Smith then brings up six reasons throughout the book why men are going on strike, as well as a large number of examples and case studies about men getting screwed over in the divorce courts. I'll share those 6 points and give everyone my opinion about the book in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Dr. Smith explaining male motives and behavior instead of shaming us for it, Clown World Show. Part of this book from memory was dealing with the Peter Pan phenomenon where guys weren't growing up because of the danger of marriage with regards to alimony, as well as fatherhood with regards to paying child support, and men just go their own way in many cases, or gaming the sexual system. Even when this book was released back in 2013 and I read it in 2014, it wasn't anything new back then. I'd already learned a lot of the stuff in it from Paul Elam, from A Voice for Men, as well as Karen Strawn. But it did mirror a lot of MGTOW ideas and was one of the pieces of content I consumed that validated my choice to go my own way. What I didn't know was that Dr. Smith was an anti-feminist and a pro-male advocate for years before writing this, so that's given me even more respect for her. When her book first came out, yes, things were getting bad for men, but I wonder if she ever could have envisioned how things would get bad with regards to the introduction of Me Too. There's a video out there floating around where Dr. Smith promotes the book and talks about the 6 points in it. She's saying that men are basically doing a cock-benefit analysis, and that there are multiple reasons for men not going to school, getting a job, or getting married. Men are acting rationally getting out of those three things because the penalty is too high and the reward is too low. The first point is that men will lose respect for others and for himself if he gets married, because he will become the butt of jokes like the characters Homer Simpson and Ray Barone. Second, he's going to lose out on sex because men that cohabitate or live apart from women get way more sex. Thirdly, he could also lose his children and money through the family courts. Next, there's a loss of personal space when a man gets married and has to move his stuff into the garage, basement, or attic, the places that are too dirty and dangerous for women to be in. Then there's a loss of freedom.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Where a guy's locked up for not paying child support. Meanwhile, only a tiny portion of women are sent away for doing the same thing. Finally, number six is that the single life is better, because men now have new forms of entertainment we didn't have 40 or 50 years ago, including video games and the internet. Not to mention that employers like single men better because they can prioritize work instead of the puss. Plus, it's not like we're going to get pregnant and then take time off. As for the court case examples in the book, how many more do we actually need to hear about? I don't know about you, but hearing stories of divorce rape from men has made me sick to my stomach hearing it so many times. But Dr. Helen Smith is ahead of her time, talking about the idea that men could have their lives simply ruined by a woman pointing a finger at them. Remember that Me Too came after this, and what she was describing in her book was ramped up as if this phenomenon was on steroids. This book was revolutionary back in 2013, even though most people probably saw it as pure misogyny back then. But remember that no matter how much we want to praise her, she's still just a woman. I haven't really followed her for years, but I watched a relatively recent video of her being interviewed by Jesse Lee Peterson. She was on point and said that we have a matriarchy and not a patriarchy. He asked her if people should have sex before marriage, and she said that she's libertarian, and that if they want to, they can go for it. So clearly she doesn't have a very conservative point of view. Peterson also asked her if there's an epidemic of deadbeat dads out there, and she said it's the opposite, that there's an epidemic of deadbeat moms. I also now know why she's so smart, because she's Jewish, and they tend to have much higher IQs than the general population. But there are also many more feminists that come from that background, so it's refreshing to see that she's technically on our side. So long as we don't date or marry a smart woman like her, that is. The smarter they are, the harder you fall in the family courts, that is. She kind of reminds me of the female version of Jordan Peterson. But I think that she's more interested in dealing with her psychology clients instead of becoming a social media prima donna. In Dr. Smith's book, one of the things that struck out to me was that she believes that men have a mental slave state in America. Men are subjugated to the law and women in a similar way that slaves were in the past. The seventh reason for most men to not get married should have been because we become slaves. Slaves that believe we're free because we have a wife that touches us where we pee. She says that the cause for men checking out is that we're getting a raw deal, and she backs it with evidence. That women have more reproductive rights, and what the man wants to see happen with the pregnancy is irrelevant. This book was absolutely groundbreaking in a major way, in that it is describing why men go their own way for marriage. She calls it a strike, but for many men it was a permanent walking away from weddings. A strike means that you're negotiating for better terms and conditions, and won't be back until you get authority over the family again, and that's not going to happen, as I suspect the family unit will be completely destroyed in the coming years. Governments will literally try and be the new big daddy. But the problem with that strategy is that without fathers to do the job, governments don't know how to do it. They can't even get IT right. How are they supposed to get right raising kids as well? As for Helen Smith, she points out the double standard in divorce, and if the state wants more men to marry, it needs to give us a better deal. It's not that men are in a state of arrested development. Men are more likely to accept a bad deal in marriage to a point because of irrational love and sex. But there are limits to the risk and abuse men are willing to take to have a wifey. Men now have almost all the responsibility, but none of the authority. This process of walking away, for the most part, is unconscious, but sometimes a man will consciously get red-pilled through my channel or somebody else's. I could just go on and repeat myself and a lot of these talking points from 10 years ago for the rest of this video, but I won't. I think that Dr. Helen Smith is in the same camp as women like Janice Fiamengo and Karen Strawn. They are pioneers when it comes to men's rights in the late 2000s and early 20-teens. They led the way for women like Pearly Things in The Real Femme Sapien. They would have been attacked ruthlessly unless that path had already been cleared for them. The book is worth reading, but nothing in it is revolutionary today the way it was almost 10 years ago now. If you want to know what's in it, then listen to Dr. Smith's videos on YouTube. And if you like her personality and delivery, then you won't be disappointed by the book. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again, Ted, for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that men are on strike and won't be smashing any women so long as women have the power of the courts to smash men's lives to smithereens. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that are posers instead of the original female men's rights activists from 15 years ago away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.